Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, February 8th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Monday to you, and thank you for taking a listen today. I appreciate you. I do. I pray you're holding up well out there. This is really something hanging in there. I hope during these very, very interesting times, it's a roller coaster ride, to say the least, huh? So much craziness and so much change these months, I'm just saying, and not for the faint of heart, Lord knows. For all those who have lost control of their very lives during this pandemic, you know exactly what I mean. I feel you and I feel for you. But fortunately, the roller coaster always does stop at some point, yay, and prayerfully, we can get back to normal after such a radical and nauseating ride through life. May God himself help us to recover successfully. I believe we can, and I believe we'll do it. You know, there is true fortitude in having a can-do spirit. Yes, there is. My guest today can attest to that. You've seen him on TV and in film. He's an actor, author, filmmaker, motivational speaker, and entrepreneur. Yes, he is. He's living the can-do life at its best, doing all he can do to impact the world around him. He's Mr. Kenyon Glover. He's in the Foxology Spotlight, and he's going to give us all a little 411 on how to put the can-do in can-do. Welcome, sir.
Hey. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited to be part of the Foxology Radio. What's going on with you?
Oh,
how you doing?
Yeah, we're making it happen, aren't we? That's what we do. President Obama said, that's how I do.
Absolutely.
That's for sure. Well, you know, I mentioned when you called in that you and I have been following each other on Facebook, been friends for a very long time, and we touch base here and there, but I have been just inspired watching all the many, many accomplishments that you have made, and also some of the very interesting things that you've shared about your personal life and experience, and we're going to talk about those things as we go through our conversation. But you are truly a man who is making his dreams a reality, and that has to be exciting for anybody. But we all know that it comes through trial before we get to triumph. But we'll talk about that in a little while. I think probably more people than not know you because of seeing your face on TV and film. So one of the first questions I want to ask you is, when did you get bitten by the acting bug? When did that happen?
Wow, that happened back in 2006. you know, after my professional basketball career ended, I was looking for something else to do. So I was like, what am I going to do with my free time? What else do I want to dabble in and try? So I said, why not try the entertainment industry? Why not try being an actor? So, you know, I jumped into it and started taking acting classes. And before you know it, I was booking leading roles in different films. And I was featured on Young and the Restless was my first major role, which was, you know, kind of like my way of catapulting into the entertainment industry by being, you know, on Young and the Restless. And that role kind of, you know, gave me the confidence to say this might be a good thing for me right here. So I decided to stick with it, and before you know it, I was just being featured on a lot of different, you know, television shows and films and that, and like you said, I caught the bug and I was hooked, and the rest is history.
Yeah, well, that's one bug you don't want to let go of, right?
Exactly.
That is really it's wonderful and exciting. What were some of your favorite roles to play?
Some of my favorite roles, I like action roles. I'm an action fanatic. You know, I'm a martial artist, so I love action films. I love any role that gives me an opportunity to, portray, my martial arts skills or my acting abilities as far as being an action hero. So that's kind of like my favorite roles. I like running around and shoot 'em ups and, you know, gun chase scenes and car chase scenes, and that's my whole thing. You know, I'm just, you know, whatever can get my blood flowing like that. Those are my favorite type of roles to take on.
Kicking people's butts. And you left that out.
Exactly. kicking butts and taking names. Exactly.
I know. That's right. Well, it sure seems like, based on the things that I know and seen, you're pretty multifaceted, though, as far as the roles that you have played. I mean, you certainly didn't do all of that in The Young and the Restless. So what did you learn in your acting classes and that helped you understand how to portray the various characters? That's not always easy, because you see a lot of people in the business who don't have the ability to,
right,
you know, be so diverse in who they portray. You see them at one role, you see them in something else, and they're pretty much identically the same person on a different
right,
a show. So what do you do for yourself to be able to go from, you know, a role like Young and the Restless to, you know, martial artist in a film or an action guy?
Well, you know what? I found out early that it's very important to be versatile. You have to be versatile in this industry, because you don't want to get limited and typecast into one particular kind of role, because that's the only role that you'll be casted for, and those roles become very limited. So if you're not really versatile and can go from being, you know, funny or drama or action or, you know, whatever the different horror or whatever the different roles call for, you will be very limited on the amount of work that you will be getting, because, you know, you want to make sure that you get as much work as possible. You want to make sure that people can see that you are versatile. You can be diverse. You can, you know, like I said, you can be funny, or you can be sad, or you can be, you know what I'm saying? You want to be that person that can go in and out of different characters, you know, at any given moment. And that will open up so many more doors. And that will open up so many more doors and so many opportunities for you. So I learned at an early age, it's important to really study the craft of acting and be able to be as versatile as possible, because you just don't want to get typecast and limited to the amount of roles that you can play.
You're absolutely right. I met an actor recently, actually on a set that I was doing real recently last week, and he said something interesting to me that I'd like for you to reflect on, because he said that he felt that our acting roles had a lot to do with our own personality. And I said to him, never. That's never us in the role.
Right.
That,
right.
We're never playing ourselves. So that's really not the essence of being a true actor. And I brought up, I think, you know, I don't want to make anybody mad, but male actors, you tend to have a very broad spectrum of what you can do, I think, compared to a lot of others who are in the industry. And I don't know why that is, you know, because, you know, I guess maybe there are so many varied roles for men, maybe not as many for women, I don't know. But I brought up the fact that, I brought that up, and I also brought up Denzel, who I feel just he's an actor from his very soul. He makes me believe he can do anything, be anybody. And and so what are your thoughts about that? I think personality only plays a role as far as likability, maybe, in an audition or something, but it's never about our true character. What do you think?
I think some of that plays into any character that you play. I think every character that you portray, you're always going to have to pull from an essence of who you are as a person and your personality, but you have to figure out how to kind of transform, you know, your certain personality into somebody else's personality. Of course, you're kind of gonna be being yourself, but you have to learn how to take on the characteristics of the character that you're playing. Even though you could have similar characteristics of that character, but there will be certain nuances that you have to kind of embody. You know what I'm saying? So it won't always make it look like, oh, you're just playing yourself. You know, you have to find ways to be creative and step outside of yourself and become that other character. You know, there will always be an essence of you playing any character you play. But sometimes you have to, that's where it comes with really practicing over and over and honing your craft and working on your craft of acting. So therefore, you won't look like you're always playing the same person. You know, if you look at the work and body of Denzel Washington, sometimes he plays the same characters, but he plays the characters in a different way. You know what I'm saying? If you really pay attention to how he's playing the characters, they could all be the same character, all have the same background, characteristics, or whatever, but he always finds a way to make it look different. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just by the way he talks or the way he delivers his lines or whatever the case may be. So, you know, there is always to be an essence of you and your personality playing in that character, but it's a matter of finding out how to stand out and be different in each and every character that you play.
I think you helped me understand what he was saying, Ben, because you used a word that was different that really kind of resonates when you say essence of a personality. That's, I interpreted what he meant as just our personality, the one that everybody knows, you know, from day to day. But
right.
Thinking of it as an essence of personality, that makes more sense to me. Thank you. That was an excellent, excellent response. Well, I know that being in the spotlight like that and being a celebrity certainly opens the doors for so many other wonderful natural transitions into business. And you have certainly done that. I don't even know where to start. You can start with the first one that you launched and just kind of take us across the board, if you like.
Okay. The first business that I launched?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Wow. What was the first business?
Well, you can start wherever you with what you can start with what's going, or and I'll mention some if you forget which one. But I know that you had I know that more recently, maybe a couple of years ago, that you bottled your own label you labeled your own bottle of wine. I know that you've got the athletic vibe going. Of course, we got the books, and we'll be talking about that. So why don't you just jump right in and talk about any of that?
Okay, yeah, I'll talk about the wine since you mentioned that first. So I launched my wine, K Glover Wines, I think it was a couple of years ago when I launched that. And that just came about because the opportunity was presented to me to, launch my own wine brand. And it just came from out of nowhere. So, you know, the person that approached me with it, I was like, well, you know, that sounds like a good idea. I never thought about doing that. So, you know, let's give it a try and see what happens. Why not? So, you know, you never know what could come out of anything until you just step out on faith and see how it goes. So that's what I did. I stepped out on faith and gave it a try. And, you know, I launched it, and it was very successful. It did very well. And so now we just put it on hold for now because we're going to relaunch it with a different name sometime later this year. I don't want to give it away just yet. I want it to kind of be a surprise. So we're working on rebranding the whole wine brand. So we're going to relaunch it maybe this summer. So, you know, that's still kind of in the back burner for now. And then, let's see, I launched my own film production company. Of course, that just came with being in the entertainment industry and loving what I like to do as far as acting and being in films and being behind the scenes. So I decided to start creating my own content. I think when you're in the entertainment industry for so long that you start to learn, you know, a lot of things that go on behind the scenes. And I started to really learn a lot of the things that was going on behind the scenes and how a film and television show actually comes to fruition. So as I started to learn and grow and mature and educate myself on that, I was like, you know what? I want to create my own stuff. I want to create my own content. So I just started to do my own thing. I started to first, I created my own web series, and then we did some film projects and television projects, and we just started to become very successful at it. So now it's like, you know, I do my own stuff. I launch my own films, my own television shows, and I just released newest film project on Amazon Prime that just was released a few days ago. So we have a new film on Amazon Prime that just launched. Thank you. And my books just became my second book. Just released my second book. So I'm a two-time author right now. Just released my second book on November 1st. So that's been going very well. I'm so proud of the feedback it's been getting and the comments it's been getting so far. So it's been very life-changing for a lot of people, including myself, and it's been very empowering and inspirational and motivational to a lot of people from what their comments have been so far. So I'm excited to where God is taking me and the doors that he is opening up for me. So it's been a blessing. It's been truly a blessing. I'm just amazed, and I'm just allowing God to order my steps and lead the way, and I'm following his lead.
Absolutely. Kind of in that same vein, I want to backtrack a little bit because I think between the more recent things and your book, your first book, I recall you being an advocate for people who had maybe experienced depressive seasons of depression.
Yes.
I would like for you to speak to that before we move into your newest book. Did you have some I'm correct me if I'm wrong, but did you have some personal struggles with that of your own? Is that how that inspiration arose?
Yes, my early experience with depression goes back to when I got hurt from playing in the NBA. I played in the NBA for a short stint, and I had a career-ending knee injury. So when that ended my career, I immediately went into a state of deep depression where I even tried to commit suicide. And from then on, it's been, you know, pretty hectic dealing with depression. I'm not even saying I've even really overcome it to this point, but I've gotten, you know, better, you know, as far as dealing with it. But during the times when I was really deep, I'm talking about like deep down in the valley of darkness where I saw no light at the end of the tunnel at all. So just having those suicidal thoughts and going through those suicidal tendencies pretty much on a daily basis where I was dealing with it every single day, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So just dealing with that whole process was the hardest thing I think I've ever experienced because I really saw no way out. I really saw no purpose in living. I felt like my life was over. And I just, like I said, I just could not, you know, see no light at the end of the tunnel. So that's how deep I was in depression. You know, I was in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
I was deeply, deeply in the dark. So, yeah, I've dealt with it for a long time. But like I said, I've gotten better to this point and being able to cope with it, you know, and not having the suicidal thoughts I used to have. But I've been there. So, yeah, I definitely experienced it.
Well, I'm glad that you are transparent enough to share that because, you know, that's been an issue for people all across the board, all levels of life, all backgrounds. And, you know, people hesitate to reveal that because there's such a stigma about what other people are going to think about it.
Right.
But I'm glad that you shared it now because we're going through such strange times and it's
yes.
pushed people beyond any limits that they understood. And I know that just hearing your confidence at this point and to know that you fought against that struggle has to let other people know that that's what you do. It doesn't mean that you're
yes.
over it yet, but you're getting through it, and that's the critical answer to it because sometimes we really
Absolutely.
Do believe that we should be snapping out of things, and
right.
that's just not always the case. So I do appreciate you sharing that, and knowing that what you do is just keep putting one foot in front of the other every day. And that's
take one day at a time. Exactly.
Yeah, keep making plans and setting goals. And would you mind sharing, when you say that you saw no light, can you share with us what happened when you did?
When I didn't see no light?
You said you didn't. I said, can you share with us at what point you did kind of see what happened? Where was the epiphany or the light went on? Is there a particular moment that things kind of opened up and you started to see a little bit of what you needed to?
Absolutely. So after you try to commit suicide, but I tried three times. And after the third time, I said, okay, it didn't work. So at that point, I'm like, okay, Lord, I guess it's just not meant for me to go yet. And at that point, I believe that God said, look, I'm not done with you yet. You can try all these committing suicide things you want. I'm not done with you yet. I still got something for you to do. I got something for you to accomplish. So at that time, it's like I heard God speak to me and say that. And at that point, I was like, okay, I give up. I can't kill myself. So it must be something God wants me to do. So I said, okay, enough is enough, Kenyon. I'm tired of this. I'm tired of feeling sorry for myself. I'm tired of not seeing no light at the end of the tunnel. I need to change. I need to do better. I need to change my thinking. I need to change, how I'm going about, my life. And I just made a decision. I said, you know what? I'm going to dig myself out of this hole. I'm going to get better. I'm going to start thinking differently. And the Bible says, be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So at that point, it just came to, I have to renew my mind. I have to change my mind, because the saying is so true. If you change your mind, you can change your life. So as I really started getting deep into the Word of God, it's funny because the Word of God is so true that the Word of God is sharper than any double-edged sword. The Word of God will get into your spirit. It will get into your mind. It will get into your thoughts, and it will change you. And that's what happened to me. It changed me totally and completely. As I got deep into the Word of God and I started reading every day, and I was disciplined, I disciplined myself to make sure that, God says if you draw near to Him, He'll draw near to you. So as I consistently and persistently try to draw near to Him by reading the Word and praying. It says pray without ceasing. I was praying each and every day, every chance I got. And the more and more I did that, the more confidence I got in myself, the more I wanted to live again, the more I found purpose in living. And I started to really see what my purpose was. I started to see what my calling was. And I started to realize, okay, this is why God spared my life three different times. This is why God keeps me here. This is why God still has me here. You see, He had a certain purpose for me, and I didn't see it. You don't ever see it while you're going in the midst of your trials and tribulations and adversities and struggles. You don't see it. But once you get on the other side of the struggles, once you get on the other side of the adversities, you start to understand why you have to go through what you have to go through, because that's the way that God processes you. That's the way that God prepares you in order to set you up for what He has in store for you. If you can't be successful until you go through failures and struggles and trials and tribulations. Because if you are after greatness, if you're trying to be great and do what God wants you to do and be the person that God created you to be, then you're going to have to go through the struggles. You got to go through the trials and tribulations and realize that there is a brighter light at the end of the tunnel. So that's what changed my life. Your perception has everything to do with your progression, how you perceive yourself, how you perceive your life, how you perceive your circumstances is what's going to progress you or not. So if you perceive yourself to be depressed, if you perceive yourself to be sad and hopeless all the time, then that's the funk that you're going to leave yourself in. But if you start to change your mindset and seeing happiness and seeing joy and seeing hope and knowing and believing that God created you for a purpose, then your mindset will start to transform, and you'll start to feel better about yourself and about life and about living, and realize that I'm here for a reason. I'm not just here just to be existing and going through pain and going through hurt and going through struggles. I'm here for a reason. And that's what slowly I started to get, you know, back to believing that. And that's where I am now. That's why I say I can now cope with, you know, the depressive thoughts that I have sometimes. You know, I'm able to cope with it. I'm able to overcome it now because of the transformation of my mind and the renewing of my mind. So that's how I got to this point where I am now.
Very well said, sir. And you know what it says to me, and I know a lot of people may not get it, but some things will only come through with that spiritual impact in your life. There are just situations where our smarts and our efforts will not play the greatest role. If you don't understand all the things that you just explained, it will,
exactly.
I tell you, some people, they'll never recover if they don't realize that there is a very real God who is there to assist you, to help you, to strengthen you and bring you through some of the most difficult times of your life. They're just, in my opinion, there just isn't any other way. Thank you so much for saying all that you did, which brings us to that new book and that wonderful power-packed title that I want you to break down for us. The Rebirth and Resurrection of a New Man, Faithful and Focused. That's a that's a packed title right there. So just go ahead and break it down. Break it down for us and tell us what it's about.
Well, The Rebirth and Resurrection of a New Man. I feel that, like I said earlier, God has a purpose in all of us. God created each and every one of us for a particular reason, for a particular purpose. His purpose, not our own purpose. But I feel that when we walk away from our purpose that he created us for, we're actually killing ourselves. We insult God. We insult God when we walk away from our purpose that he created us for. And I feel like that's what I did. I walked away from my purpose. And when I walked away from my purpose, I pretty much insulted him and I killed myself. Not killed myself physically. I mean, like, killed myself spiritually. I was pretty much spiritually dead at that point. And when I decided to make that transformation, you know, like I just spoke on, I felt like God had to rebirth me and resurrect me. And because I had made the decision to kill off the old self, to kill off the old Kenya, to kill off the old thoughts and old ways and old things, how I used to, you know, go about my life, I killed off that person. I wanted that person to be done, non-existent. I wanted to now be faithful and focused on walking in my purpose and being who God created me to be. So when I decided to make that decision, that's when I feel like I was resurrected, a new man, because I'm now focused and intentionally live my life to only be obedient and to walk in my purpose that God created me for, not my own purpose, not my own fleshly wants and desires and needs, but my focus is on living a life according to his will, not my will, but his will, and being obedient and being that new man and being that focused man and being that disciplined man that I was never before. So that's the meaning behind the title. Is the rebirth and resurrection of a new man. You know, the Bible says, for any man be in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away and all things have become new. So that's pretty much the meaning behind it. Now that I'm being obedient, now that I'm abiding in God and he abides in me, you know, I'm a new creation. I'm a new person. I'm a new man that's walking and being faithful and focused in who he created me to be. So that's the meaning behind the title of the book.
So when you speak of resurrection and old life, and are you speaking, you just explained specifically using scripture, but when you think of your life itself, are there some particular elements there that you feel like you have kind of risen from the dust? Is there, or is that the episode that you just spoke of, the major factor in that?
Well, I was a person that was very selfish, you know, cocky, arrogant, you know, because of I felt like I had, you know, made it to the NBA. You know, I was feeling like on top of the world and things like that. People couldn't really tell me nothing. And I had to be humbled. You know, God has a way of humbling you.
Mm-hmm.
So I had to be humbled and realizing that with humility, you know, comes with really being aware of first being aware of being humbled and why you're being humbled. So, and realizing that the person that I was, like I said, that cocky, arrogant, egotistical, you know, person that I didn't really like, that I had to look in the mirror and say, dude, oof, what did I do to myself? How did I become this way? You know what I'm saying? I was really disgusted in the man that I had become. And I knew that was time for a change. Like I said, I was tired of being sick and tired of who I was. So that's what, you know, I had to die. I had to kill that other person. I had to get rid of that other person, that person that I didn't like anymore, that person I had become,
mm-hmm.
who God really didn't approve of, you know, me becoming. I had to really, really pray and ask God to please rid that of me. Please get this out of me. I don't want to be this person no more. I don't want to be that person anymore. You know what I'm saying? That person that just doesn't care about other people's feelings and just going about life just carelessly. You know what I'm saying? So that's
mm-hmm.
kind of the realization that hit me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, I imagine you give some kind of play-by-play. That's a play on words right there. Little sports. on how you did that, and you don't have to, tell it from day one. But when people hear it, and those who are not as spiritually savvy as you, because I hear it and I know the difference between when it's real and when it's
right.
Talking loud and not saying that.
right.
what key things would you say, one or two things, to a person who may be thinking, you know, I'm a lot like that, or maybe I'm worse, or maybe I'm not quite like that, but almost. You know, how do I get rid of that? How I know he said pray, and I know he said ask God, but what does it feel like? Again, it's not a snap thing to get there. You know, the Bible even tells us we die daily. So
right.
What would the key practical ideas would you share with someone to help them if they are in a spot like that where, you know, nothing's going right that I'm trying to do. Everything seems to fall on its face. It's not working, you know, and I know it's all about me. What are the practical things you could say to somebody about dying to self?
Well, I believe first you have to realize that you need to change. You know, I think first thing is being aware. You have to be aware of really taking observation of yourself, you know, really observing how you are with people. What are people saying about you? What are you thinking about yourself? You know, and when you take that observation and really just sit back and just realize and or become aware of, you know, are you really liking yourself? Are you really liking who you are? You know, the way you around people, or the way you respond to people, or the way you react to people, or the way you go about your everyday life, is it working for you or is it not? Do you think you need to change or do you not? You know, a lot of people, I think a lot of people get so stuck in their ways that they just say, I'm fine. I'm living life. I'm doing me. I'm fine with me. I'm fine with who I am. You know what I'm saying? And don't think they need to evolve. I think we all need to constantly be evolving each and every day. We need to become always better than the person that we were yesterday, or the person that we were last month or last year. I think we always need to be evolving and realize that life is about evolving. Life is about growth. Life is about always trying to figure out how I can become a better person each and every day. And if you're not really thinking like that, then I don't know how you cannot have that thought process. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. Before I didn't have that thing. I didn't have that thought process myself. I didn't think, I didn't think I need to change, but I just started really like I said, taking observation of the things that was going on in my life and the way people were responding to me and how I was treating people and things like that, how I was being nasty to people. And I was like, this can't be me. This is not working for me, you know, and things was just not going the way I wanted it to go. And it just came down to, you know what, I can't continue to be like this. You know, I need to change. And so for me, what helped me was, you know, if you're not spiritual, if you're not religious, I think for me, what I started doing was I just started reading a lot of self-help books. You know, I started listening mm-hmm. to a lot of motivational speeches. You know, you can find thousands of motivational speeches on YouTube. You know, I just really started taking inventory on, you know, ways I could change or things I could do better and the way I could be better and, you know, things like that. So, like I said, I think the first thing is just becoming aware that you need to change, that we all need to constantly be evolving and improving and growing. So that's the first step, being aware and observing yourself and observing what other people are saying about you. You know what I'm saying? So, and I think it comes with, I think it comes with also the people that you hang around. The people that you hang around could play a major part in the person that you are. Because if you're hanging around people that are energy drainers, people that have no dreams or goals or aspirations, then you're going to find yourself in the same boat with, you know, getting complacent where you are, getting complacent with being mediocre, getting complacent with being average. You know, I don't think we should never want to be average. We should all want to be great. We should all want to strive for greatness and be, you know, the person that we're supposed to be. You know, I think Steve Harvey said it. We should all, before we die, we should all want to do what we were created to do. You know, we shouldn't want to die without doing what we were created to do. So that's hopefully I answered your question.
Yeah, you did. And I think and to break it down into bite-sized pieces, you said do a self-check frequently.
Yes.
And then look for self-help opportunities. And always be mindful of growing, self-growth. That's what I heard you say. So I think that just wraps it up perfectly. Well, you know, this has been just even more inspiring than I imagined our conversation could be. I want to thank you for being so candid and just honest about it all. And I just wish you the most blessed of success and that you get on every major platform available to talk about what you do, and that it helps inspire and motivate the masses. I really, truly, truly hope that for you. Can we share your website information, please?
Yes, absolutely. KenyonGlover.net. Kenyon, K-E-N-Y-O-N, Glover, G-L-O-V-E-R.net. You can find me on all social medias, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I just joined TikTok too, so I'm pretty much across the board. Just search me, Kenyon Glover. Go to YouTube, Kenyon Glover. So I'm all over the place.
All right. Well, is that where we can find your books as well?
Yes. You can find my book on my website, KenyonGlover.net, or you can find it on Amazon. Just type in the Rebirth and Resurrection of a New Man, and it'll come up. So it's on Amazon, Amazon.com.
Okay, excellent. Well, sir, again, I appreciate you, and I am going to look forward to checking in again with you at another time because you're always doing something new, so I know I'll always have a reason.
Absolutely. Yeah, check in with me anytime. This was fun. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, well, you enjoy your day. I'll look forward to seeing what you're doing.
All right, same to you. Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And I want to thank all of you as well for hanging in. And I just know that conversation had to be uplifting. And if it didn't do it for you, maybe share the show because maybe you know somebody else that it can help. Because I'll tell you, we're in some real interesting times right now, and people do need to know that all you need to do is hang in there and keep putting one foot in front of the other. Well, stay with me. Watch for what's coming up for the rest of the month because I will be here. We missed our Master Your Mindset Monday last week because I was out of town getting on TV myself, but and that's some fun stuff. So anyway, in the meantime, if you would not mind being a buddy, a good old friend, and sharing the Foxology shows with some friends, it's foxtalkradio.com/foxology. There's a whole menu of wonderful, wonderful shows there that can really, really help regardless of what you may be interested in. I think over all the years in that menu, there's something there that you probably will like. So you have yourself a great day. I will look forward to talking to you next Monday. In the meantime, be good, be blessed, be awesome, and stay safe.